views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. What a beautiful sunny morning we're having in Seattle. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'll be talking with Sharon Karn, author of Listen from the Inside Out, about how we can use music and sound for a more stress-free life. And later in the show, Sharon will be giving away a free MP3 download for every listener of her CD, Woodland Song. It's an hour of the sounds of soft bubbling water and bird song. You can play it softly in the background when you have to get a lot of work done and not get stressed out, or just to help you sleep. So be sure and stay tuned to find out how you can get that. But first, we'll start with our healing meditation, as we do each Monday. And today I would like us to send love and healing to mentally ill people who are homeless. I was on the bus yesterday and three men got on who, you know, I'm sure that there were issues in that regard. And I noticed everybody's reaction to them because they weren't really socially acceptable in the way that they were acting. And, you know, it was kind of my own reaction as well. And so let's send them love and healing and keep them safe. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release it. Breath in, release, and thank you for joining us in that. Well, over the weekend, I started getting reacquainted with access consciousness, and I've shared some information about access consciousness on the show last fall when I first learned about it, and I really had some good success with some of the tools in access consciousness right away. And one of the ones that was really big for me was asking the question, what else is possible in any situation where things aren't really going the way that we want and we don't see a way out of it? And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to share a few more of the tools. And these are ones about how to make the best decisions for you and know internally that it is the best decision, as well as a different perspective on dealing with conflict. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Sharon Karn is an author, speaker, musician, recording artist, sound healer, and Reiki master. She's the founder of Sound Wellness, whose programs are at the forefront of education in how sound and music can be easily applied to your everyday life to reduce stress, support your health, energize you, and inspire you, and more. Let's welcome Sharon Karn to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Laura.
I'm so glad to have you here today because sound, I think, is something that we kind of take for granted. We don't think that much about the effect it has on us unless we're being bothered by noise.
You're absolutely right. We do kind of put it into the background of consciousness.
And I think that it's so great to be learning, for me, more about how it really can be used consciously to make my life better. And I think it would be great if you could start out by sharing a little bit of, you know, kind of the science or the biology about why that is, so that people really understand the impact that sound can have for us.
Absolutely. And thank you. Sound is defined as vibrational energy. And if we go back to science's description of matter, we all know now that at the atomic level of matter, everything is moving and everything is vibrating. And sound as vibrational energy has a very powerful effect on matter itself and how matter vibrates. Some of the science about how the human being is wired for sound is really very interesting. And it's not something that's in the common knowledge at the moment. For example, sound goes through you. It goes through the more fluid parts of your body about 4.5 times faster than it moves through the air. And it goes through your bones 12 times faster.
Wow.
That's phenomenal. So any sound around you, and sound is vibrational energy, in order for it just to move as it goes through you, it's pushing against atoms and molecules just to move. And as it pushes atoms and molecules aside as the sound wave goes through, then they bounce back. And often when they bounce back, depending on the nature of the sound, when they bounce back, then it allows, for example, if the sound is going through you, it allows everything to reestablish a natural pattern.
Oh, interesting. So it's like reconfiguring our bodies.
In a way, because they're getting shaken up by sound. Have you ever come up to a stoplight when you're out driving and you've had one of those boom cars beside you?
Oh, yes, unfortunately, yes.
That's a really good example of the feeling of low-frequency sound going through you. We don't always feel higher frequency sounds as they go through us. They certainly do that. Lower frequency sounds we feel in every part of our body, for sure.
Yeah, sorry about that, ladies. I'll go and roll up my windows next time. My bad.
Sometimes they even have their windows rolled up and you could still hear it.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I want to think what's happening to their eardrums.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
So I'm going to take a little left turn here just because I'm curious about this. So, you know, something like that where it is a noise that is bothering me, and I'm putting bothering me in quotes because, I mean, part of that is just what I think about it, right? But is there a detrimental effect to me then?
That's a really good question, Laura, because it depends on the nature of the sound. Now, if you're, and there's so many aspects to define what we would call a harmful sound. One thing to know is that sound affects your entire being. Your physical body responds as a sound goes through you. Also, your heartbeat, your breathing, and your brain waves respond depending on the rhythm of the sound. Your brain releases chemicals and neural hormones that change the physical response in the body depending on the nature of the sound. For example, traffic noise. Oh, and I should finish those thoughts too, because those are just physical things. Now,
right?
We also have the emotional response.
Right.
And the emotional response is a sound that enlivens us or a sound that relaxes us. We have all that whole range of emotional response. And then we have the mental response. What's going on in your mind? Is there a sound that can actually calm that 90-mile-an-hour mind that we're all suffering from? Sometimes it's helpful, but sometimes it keeps you awake in the middle of the night.
Right.
So there are times when you want to slow down that 90-mile-an-hour mind. And then sound also affects our spiritual connection. Whenever you have listened to a song or watched a musician or a singer, then you felt absolute peace or inspiration or joy or bliss, any of those things. And we're in connection with our spirit. So sound affects us in all of those ways.
Right.
Now, when you come down to defining what is a harmful sound, an example would be a jackhammer. If you were too close to a jackhammer without hearing protection, you're doing physical damage to your ears, for
right.
one thing. So, and your hearing. So there's also the vibration of that as it's going through you is mm-hmm. not going to be a really good feeling. Another thing that's being studied a lot by the European Union is the harmful effects of traffic noise. And for those people who live in a big city, and if you're living near a freeway, this is an interesting consideration, to support your health or when it doesn't support your health. What they're finding in their research on traffic noise is that it creates a heart problems in up to 250,000 people.
Wow.
And in a year, 50,000 people of those 250,000 people die.
Oh my goodness.
Then there's 15 million people who can't sleep if they're living by a freeway with a lot of noise. And traffic noise is affecting the health of 125 million people. That's a lot of people
Absolutely.
To be affected by traffic noise. So it's being defined in the European Union as a serious health threat.
Wow.
So harmful noise, yes, and that's on the physical basis. Another thing as far as the neurochemicals that
Sharon, I'm going to interrupt you here because it's
yes.
time for us to take a break. But
oh, yes.
I want to, when we come back, let's start talking about, okay, I live around traffic noise. What do I do about that and help us lead into how we can start affecting our environment so that it is more healthy for us. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness.
Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Sharon Karn, author of Listen from the Inside Out. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find you, Sharon, to find your website and to find you personally. So can you give us that information?
Thank you, Laura. The website is soundwellness.com, all one word, soundwellness.com. And all the contact information is there. And tons of stuff to explore.
And I noticed we're going to be giving out a little later in the show what the link is for people to get the free MP3 download. And I went and did that. And I noticed that you also have people can sign up for membership to your site and they get free stuff that way as well.
Yes. As soon as I find a universal type of sound that seems to really support people, I'll often put it up as a free audio download on the site. There's all kinds of information and articles and videos and some great fun things to explore.
That's great. And it's all free. It's nice. Mm-hmm. So before the break, we were talking about traffic noise in particular, but in general, kind of environmental noise that we're all exposed to in varying degrees and we don't really have any control over. So what is it that I can do? Because as we were talking at the break, I live in downtown Seattle, a couple of blocks from the freeway. I have constant traffic noise as well as other city kind of noises. And even though I maybe can kind of tune that out, so I'm not conscious of it, it still is affecting me. So what is it that I can do?
Well, there's a couple of things. One of the main things to do is to lower the cortisol level, because one of the things in the studies that's been found is that the hormone cortisol is released in the brain whenever you are perceiving a sound that you don't like, okay, or whenever you're being stressed. Cortisol is the stress hormone.
Right.
So one of the things, one of the sounds that is most effective at lowering stress hormones is nature sounds. The sounds of birdsong, the sounds of water, and the sounds of wind. If you find ocean waves or rainfall, all of those natural sounds are very, very healthy sounds for the human being. So they can counteract that raising of cortisol and be a really helpful thing for you to do.
Now, is that one of the clips that we have that Benny can play for us?
It is, yes.
Okay. So we'll just listen to this for, this is like a 30-second one, I think.
Yes, this is birdsong and water, and I think it's 12 seconds.
Okay, 12 seconds. I can see where it does feel, even just in that brief period of time, it just reminded me of, how being out in nature feels, right? So it's almost like I felt transported to being out in nature.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about those two sounds together and their effect on the body is really kind of fun to experience, because the lower frequencies in the water tend to relax the body. They put you into a relaxation response. They slow down your heartbeat, which lowers blood pressure. They slow down your breathing, and they slow down your brainwave state. So you go into a relaxed state. Now, the cool thing about birdsong is that it's high frequencies, and it's also incredibly unpredictable. And the human mind loves patterns. We learn by patterns. The brain is always looking for patterns. But the mind and brain can find no patterns in birdsong. So the result of the birdsong in your environment keeps the brain alert and focused and productive at the same time that the water is keeping the body relaxed. Now, isn't that a great sound to have in the background when you've got a deadline on something that you've got to have ready?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I have it on iTunes and have it playing when I'm writing on the computer. I love it.
So you're relaxed yet alert.
Yes.
Great.
It's awesome.
Perfect. Now, I know when you and I talked last week, there was, and I'm going to get this wrong, so I'll just ask you. I can remember you saying there was a certain sound that we only had to listen to it for, like, I forget, 30 seconds or something for it to have an effect?
Yes. This was a set of tuning forks tuned to a perfect fifth. The lower sound, and that means there's two sounds that we hear together as one. That's called a perfect fifth. They're five notes apart in the scale. The lower sound in this set of tuning forks is directly related to one of the frequencies of the earth. So it's a kind of sound that makes you feel, oh, that feels better, kind of like the bird song in the water. And then when you add the G, which is five notes higher than the C, the lower sound, then you get the perfect fifth. Well, these two specific frequencies and this set of forks was studied by John Beaulieu and George Stefano. Beaulieu is a naturopathic doctor and a music therapist, and Stefano is a neuroscientist. What they wanted to know is if sound can stimulate the natural cycle in the cells that's called the nitric oxide cycle. Three scientists were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998 for just discovering
that. Oh, wow.
It's the healthiest thing our cells do. Because when this cycle is operating normally, we are focused, we are not stressed, our digestion is working properly, our heart is working properly, we have our autonomic nervous system is balanced. There's a long list of healthy response in the body when this cycle is operating normally. Now, since this was discovered, pharmaceutical companies have been spending a lot of money on creating a medication that stimulates this natural cycle. Because it's really helpful for heart patients because it dilates the blood vessels and helps the blood to flow more easily. So very important. And then their question was, does a sound stimulate this natural cycle in the cells? Well, they found unequivocally, yes, every single time. The sound of these two forks sounding together stimulated the nitric oxide cycle in cells in the petri dish and in human subjects in less than 30 seconds.
Less than 30
every
seconds.
Every time.
Wow.
Less than 30 seconds. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's one of the most important tools that I'm using at the moment personally for myself. It strengthens the immune system. It does so many things to reduce the stress that we have to face, every one of us, in our everyday lives.
And how frequently do you listen to it?
Well, I have both the set, and I have another one that sounds lower that I use on the body. Because when I get stressed, my shoulders come up towards my ears, I feel stress in my shoulders. So I use the one for the body, which they also studied, on my shoulders to give myself a shoulder massage, and I keep it right beside the computer. And it's a wonderful tool because that sound going through the body, it's almost like I'm left after using it a few times around my shoulders with a feeling like I'm kind of feeling settled and happy, and just feeling really good for really no particular reason.
So now the clip that we have of tuning forks, is that the physical one that you're using?
No, this is the one that you just listen to. They do exactly the same things. They just do it a little differently. They still stimulate that cycle, which has all those advantages. Absolutely. This one's easier to use. The one on the body I usually demonstrate and have people use in live events.
Okay, and so you actually are touching the tuning fork to your shoulder. Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Yes. In this case, the actual forks you can listen to by your ears, and you get a slightly different kind of experience than when you listen to a recorded sound. They found they both worked.
Okay, so we have the tuning forks, and this is the one that will, is this the one that will stimulate that cycle? Is that what we're?
Yes.
Okay, so Benny, can we listen to that now? You know, it is interesting, Sharon, because, you know, I hadn't really thought that much about sound being vibration until we started talking about it. But now that I'm conscious of it, I really could feel that in my body.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, when I found this research, I created a 5-minute track of these two forks and put them in the membership site in the free download area.
Oh, great. So if people sign up for the membership site, then they can download that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, it is time for us to take another quick break. But when we come back, I think we'll talk a little bit about how we can use music and the music that we like to enhance our lives. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Call it true. Call it magic.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Sharon Carne, the author of Listen from the Inside Out. And now we're going to tell you how you can get that free MP3 download that we talked about at the beginning of the show. And Sharon, this is the bird song and water sounds, an hour of it, is that right?
It is, yeah.
So that little 12-second clip we had a little bit ago in the show, this is an hour of it, and you can get it free, and you can get it by going to Sharon's website, which is www.soundwellness.com/Laura, my name, because it's special for you listeners to get that free download. So again, it's www.soundwellness.com/Laura. And I've already downloaded it and listened to it, and it's really a great resource. And then, as I mentioned too, Sharon has the free membership site where you can get a lot of other free downloads as well. So I hope everybody takes advantage of that. So, Sharon, one thing I'd like to talk about, too, that you and I talked about last week when we talked offline, is how we can use our music collections to help our health, both physical, mental, emotional, whatever.
There's some really good principles to use when you're looking at your music collection to support your health, Laura. One of the things to know about our heartbeat and rhythm, and it has to do mostly with rhythm, when you walk into your local grocery store and when you're buying groceries, there's always music playing, and it takes only minutes for your heartbeat to match the rhythm of the music. We have no off switch.
Wow.
It happens whether or not you're even paying any attention to the music. So rhythm changes your heartbeat. Now, when you change your heartbeat, you also change your breathing and your brainwave state, because those three systems are intimately connected. That's called entrainment. So now the two main principles when you're using rhythm to make those physical changes in your body, if you use slow rhythms and low frequency sounds, that will help you discharge excess emotional energy from the nervous system. So slow rhythms and low sounds. Now, it's also known that every single person is completely unique in how they respond to music and sound. So these are general principles you can try out. So you may find some differences. So generally, low-frequency sounds and slow rhythms will help you discharge after you've been really wound up and you're really feeling stressed or anxious.
Well, that makes sense to me, because then our heart would slow down, our breathing would slow down. That kind of makes sense to me.
Yes. And a relaxed heartbeat is somewhere within about 60 to 80 beats per minute. Some people will say 70 to 90. So around 60 beats per minute is a second. So you want to look for music that has a beat that's about a second or a little bit more. So 1,000, boom, 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 and then your heart will match that rhythm. And so you can go through your music collection and check out the rhythms that's there. Now, on the other side, the other principle, if you need to rev yourself up, look for music in your collection that has faster rhythms or higher frequencies generally. And you'll find that will speed up the heartbeat, and it will sharpen up your senses and focus the mind a little more. So when I'm driving and I need to stay awake, I love to listen to big band music. I grew up with that with my parents and my generation. That's one of my favorites. Really lively songs that make me want to tap my toe. I just can't. Mm-hmm. Any music you cannot sit still to is great music for revving you up because you just want to get up and dance.
Right. I think of music where I want to dance and you just feel more energized.
Yes. Yes. You have to watch when you're driving, though, because your speed will be really weird. If you're tapping that foot, you have to find a way to chair dance when you're driving that doesn't interfere with the accelerator. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's great to know that. And do you feel like, I mean, this is, an out of the blue question, but do you feel like we kind of almost like intuitively pick the music we need to hear at whatever time?
Absolutely, we do that intuitively. There's it's something that when you're changing radio stations, when you get in the car, if you're used to listening to the radio in the car, uh-huh. and you have a radio station on, you go, So you just keep flipping radio stations till you get something that feels right. Absolutely. Because we're feeling that sound in music as it goes through us. It's moving our atoms and molecules. So our emotional part of us is going, no, or yeah. Yeah.
So, kind of related, I guess, because I like to sing along with music. Say a little bit about how our bodies respond to the sound of our own voice.
Oh, how your body responds to the sound of your own voice. This is really fun. There's nothing that knows the frequencies of your body more than your voice. If you think of it, you are made of atoms that are all moving and vibrating. So plus the 99% empty space in between those atoms. And every part of you is vibrating to a specific frequency. Your brain, your liver, your blood, your feet, your skin, everything has its own particular frequency. And everything's vibrating all at once. So we have this combined frequency of who we are in that moment. Now, music will shift that frequency as soon as we're around a sound that will change that physical response and physical vibration in the body. Now, your voice carries every frequency of your body. So you can use your voice to make an immediate change in your body, to make a shift in something that needs a shift or in an emotion.
So say how that works. How would I do that?
Well, for example, if you've had a really stressful day and you're really wound up, you can use one of the natural sounds of the body. Now, our body makes all kinds of natural sounds with the voice that are actually stimulate the brain to release endorphins that help the body heal or manage pain. So things like, or oh. Ooh, ah.
Oh, interesting.
And we make those sounds all the time, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we want to release excess energy, we use a sigh.
Right.
Now, if you make a vocalized sigh, then that sound of your voice travels through your body in a bigger way. You're vibrating your bones much more so that you're getting a better response from the brain to release the endorphins. Now, using those two principles of low-frequency sounds, release excess emotional energy from the nervous system, you can do a vocalized sigh that sounds something like this, starting in the middle of your vocal range and letting it drop.
And so then that's vibrating through my body when I do that.
When you do it yourself, though,
right.
You can feel it inside your body. The sound of your voice is created inside of your body and vibrates everything.
So
it's a wonderful discharge, and it only takes seconds.
So what about listening to your recorded voice? Does that have any effect? Because it sounds different when we hear our recorded voice than when I'm just talking right now and listening to myself.
I think it would probably work. It sounds different because the voice that we hear, we're hearing from the sound that comes out of our mouth, but we're also hearing the sound of our own voice through bone conduction.
Right.
Physically, we hear in those two ways. So what we're hearing is going to be different from what everyone else around us hears. So what the tape recorder hears is the sound that comes out of your mouth,
right,
not the extra bone conduction sound. So there's always going to be a difference.
Right, right. Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting. So we're getting down to, we just have a few minutes left. So I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, if there is anything that we haven't talked about that you really feel like, oh, here's a great thing for listeners to know or a great resource for them, I'd love for you to share it now.
Well, I certainly would invite people to come and play around in our site and enjoy the free stuff there and find out more if you're drawn to doing that. I think the most important thing is for us to be aware that sound is affecting us, whether we're consciously recognizing that or not.
Yeah.
Sound goes through you and affects you as it goes through you, every part of you. We need to become more aware of that.
And I thank you for that awareness because, as we talked about earlier in the show, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I just screen out, but it's still affecting me, even though I'm not consciously listening to it. And so I thank you for that awareness. So Sharon, before we say goodbye, once again, how can people find you, find the membership site, and find that free download?
Well, you can go to soundwellness.com. www.soundwellness.com. And if you scroll down on the main page, I think on the left side, you'll see a box for free membership, and you can sign up with a username and password. The Bird Song and Water I call Woodland Song, and that's available for all your listeners, Laura, at soundwellness.com/Laura.
And I will say, too, since I went there and downloaded it, I know that on that page you will see very prominently where you can sign up for the membership site. So you won't even have to scroll. It'll just be right there on the left-hand side of the screen.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sharon, for sharing information. This is just, the sound healing piece is something where I haven't really focused much before, and it's just so interesting and such great information. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be here, Laura. I really appreciate that.
Great.
It's been wonderful.
Have a wonderful day in Calgary, and we will talk to you again. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Laura Longley Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which are a couple of tools from Access Consciousness. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beauty. Endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I was talking with Sharon Karn, the author of Listen from the Inside Out, and you can find out more about Sharon at soundwellness.com, and also you can get a free hour-long download of birdsong and water sounds, which will help you both relax and stay alert at soundwellness.com/Laura. And I really encourage everyone to get that because, number one, it's free, and it really, I've already listened to it. It's really very great to just have that relaxing yet alert time. So go check that out. And some other ways for you to get help in moving forward in your life. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. And on Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO. And of course, always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Well, earlier in the show, I was saying that I'm kind of reintroducing myself to Access Consciousness. I had talked about it a little bit, probably October, November timeframe last year, and I got introduced to it and really found the tools to be very helpful and something where I got some pretty immediate feedback that it was working for me. And one of my favorite tools is when you're in kind of a stuck place or a situation that isn't going the way you would like it to just ask the universe or whatever power you like to call it, what else is possible? So you don't have to know the answer. You just ask what else is possible and see what happens. And I really got some great results with that. And so as I was going back and looking at the different Access Consciousness tools, because I want to get back in the habit of integrating them into my daily life, I'd kind of let it fall by the wayside like we do on occasion, even though we find something useful sometimes for a variety of reasons, we could quit using it. So this weekend, I was going back and really looking at all of the tools because there were some that, you know, really resonated for me and I used a lot, and then others I didn't really use that much. But a couple that came up that I thought were really very, well, I think they're all useful, but that now are kind of higher on my radar screen than they were when I first started doing the Access Consciousness, is there's a tool that is really three questions. A lot of the Access Consciousness thing is about asking questions. And this is about making a decision that is right for you. So if you have two options to choose from, one of the so there's three questions here that you're going to ask yourself. And when you have a decision to make, you want to look at each choice that you have, because it could be more than one choice, and ask yourself, does, when I imagine going down the path of this choice, does that feel light? Or does it feel heavy? And that weighing of lightness and heaviness is how you know the direction that you need to go. So maybe you're comparing two things. Which one feels lighter to you? Lighter is what you're going to choose. I don't think I said that. So lighter is what you want to choose. And so maybe neither of them feel heavy, but is there one of those choices that feels the lightest? And that is the direction that you want to go. So that's the first question. The second question you want to ask about each choice is, will this be a contribution to my life and to living? So lots of times we get presented with opportunities that we could do and maybe might be interesting to do. But it's kind of saying, is this a good use of my time for my own continued development and growth? So you want to ask yourself, will this be a contribution to my life and to living? Because there are plenty of things that might be fun to do, but in the end, maybe I could have spent my time doing something that would make a greater contribution to my life. And the third is really about imagining what the result is going to be. So you want to ask yourself, what will the energy of my life be like and what result will it create in my life if I follow this particular path? So this is kind of projecting down the road. And let's say, an easy example is you're choosing between two job offers. And so imagining yourself in each position and asking yourself, what's your energy going to be like? Are you going to feel excited and energized, or are you going to feel drained and stressed out? And what result is it going to create in your life? So there are all kinds of things to consider when you're looking at a result. Okay, maybe financially this one is better, but from an energy perspective, it's not better. So there are all kinds of things to consider. And, you know, which choice really feels more expansive, more exuberant, larger and lighter? So there's that lighter again. Now we're looking down the road and imagining the result. What feels expansive? What opens us up? And that's the third question for you to ask. So with each choice, does it feel light or heavy? Will it be a contribution to my life? And what will the energy of my life be like if I choose this? Now, another tool that I also wanted to present here that is from Access Consciousness has to do with dealing with conflicting opinions. And of course, we all know that we're not going to always agree with everyone. You know what is true for you by, again, using the light or heavy. So if you are hearing a lot of different opinions about something and you're not really sure what you think, because a lot of times we take on what other people think, and especially from our childhood, we have opinions about things that aren't really our own. So when you think about a particular issue and your opinion about it, or an opinion, not your opinion, an opinion about it, does it feel light? And if so, then that's true for you. If it feels heavy, then it's not true for you. And this is, again, remembering that's what's true for you may not be what's true for your brother or your friend or your grandparent. So allowing that what feels light to you may feel heavy for them. So you're just choosing for yourself what feels true to you. And view everything, including your own opinion, as just an interesting point of view. We can get really attached to this is right and this is wrong. And you want to really just look at, okay, so my mother doesn't look at this the same way that I do. Her opinion is an interesting point of view. My opinion is an interesting point of view. It's not that hers is wrong and mine is right or vice versa. It's just an interesting point of view. And so when you can when you can detach from the meaning of you choosing a specific opinion, then you're much more able to entertain other options and other opinions, and you're not stuck in that place of right and wrong, or just, you know, bilateral. So I want to thank my guest today, Sharon Carn, for sharing all that great information about sound healing. It really is kind of a new area for me, and I'm really fascinated by how quickly sound can shift things in our bodies and in our emotions. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a vibrationally sound week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.